telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. For a limited time, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, get an additional 20% off in-store clearance appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 12/28/23 through 1/3/24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. A scary start to the new year for Northern California commuters.
Not how we want to start 2024. You know, you say you want to start with a bang, but not like that. Not like that.
She was on a Bay Area rapid transit train, which partially derailed and caught fire between the Orinda and Lafayette stations in the East Bay. No one was hurt, but passengers had to evacuate. A major earthquake along the Sea of Japan coastline briefly triggered a tsunami warning. Hundreds of people in their cars and some on foot taking part in a pro-Gaza rally caused minimal delays in and around New York's JFK Airport. The Rose Bowl kicks off in about a half an hour from now. Michigan and Alabama are meeting in the first of two college football playoff semifinals. The winner meets the winner of the Sugar Bowl, where Washington faces off against Texas. New York beats Toronto 4-0 in the inaugural game of the Professional Women's Hockey League. The financial markets were closed for New Year's Day. This is ABC News. Millions of minimum wage workers are getting a pay raise on this New Year's Day.
22 states are adopting laws in the new year to pump up paychecks for workers. Raises range from an extra 35 cents an hour in some states to massive bumps of more than a dollar for workers in Maryland, Hawaii, and Nebraska. But California's controversial decision to increase hourly pay by $4 between now and April is already facing fallout. Major fast food chains like McDonald's and Chipotle are planning to increase California menu prices in the coming months.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A number of new laws are also taking effect on this New Year's Day in California. It is now illegal for an employer in the state to fire someone for using marijuana outside the workplace. In Nevada, new rules will allow for human composting. And Illinois' first in the nation ban on book bans takes effect today. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for just $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. We have all the supplies you need for your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Remaining cloudy for the rest of New Year's Day, we'll see a high near 30 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, we'll see a high near 34. For Wednesday, a few flurries, otherwise mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high near 29. Wednesday night, clear, cold, 13. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 27. That's weather from Severe Studios. Currently, 23 degrees.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Republican lawmakers have asked the state Supreme Court to issue a stay and reconsider a finding that Wisconsin's legislative district boundaries are unconstitutional. Attorneys representing numerous state Senate Republicans filed a motion with the court last week saying they can't meet a January 12th deadline for new maps. 2023 ended on a deadly note on central Wisconsin's highways as a 25-year-old Wisconsin Dells woman was killed in a one-vehicle rollover crash on Interstate 39 near Plover, and a 48-year-old man died in a UTV accident along a county road outside of Merrill. Both of those wrecks happened Saturday night. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reported in November there were more than 3 million people employed in the state. That marked a new record. November saw 1,700 employees added to the workforce. Wisconsin's unemployment rate of 3.3% was lower than the national average of 3.7%.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with a Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. It seems like everything that uses gasoline these days wants to be electric, including ice augers. Are they worth it? Will they drill enough holes? I'll tell you. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
There's a lot of great electric ice auger options out there right now, but will they drill enough holes for you? Are you one of those mobile ice anglers that moves around from spot to spot and needs to drill maybe 100 holes a day? Well, maybe that electric auger just isn't enough for you. Or maybe it is, because according to Strike Master, with their 40-volt auger, they can drill 100 holes in 16 inches of ice. And if you're using a GPS and a sonar to pinpoint your spot, chances are you don't need as many holes. And then there, of course, is the K-Drill that you use a battery-operated drill with. Well, you can drill as many holes as you want if you have enough batteries. And if you incorporate the 6-amp-hour 20-volt battery, you can add a lot of capacity to your hole drilling operation. Now, you still have to be careful when using a drill that you don't power through too many holes at once, because you can put a lot of stress on that drill. But if you just plan on drilling 4 or 5 holes at a time over a period of time, then, of course, that drill feature is going to work just fine. So if you're looking to replace a gas auger or just buying a new one for your ice fishing program, consider the electric auger. You won't be disappointed. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Crown Jewel's top Reddick bucket list. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR.
An exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins, but the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR.
Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Tyler Reddick has claimed 5 NASCAR Cup Series wins in a 4-year Cup career. For the 2311 racing driver, victory in the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway are the pinnacle of success.
Man, I mean, I guess just circled for the rest of my life until I get it, then I'll circle it again. I mean, it's just it's a fun race. Doesn't feel like a long race, honestly, the way the stages are broken up. But it's one I really want to win, that one, and Darlington, too. Those two races are really high on the list. I think I've finished second at Darlington in the 500 more times than I would like to, but it's unfortunately went that way.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Remaining cloudy for the rest of New Year's Day. We'll see a high near 30 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, we'll see a high near 34. For Wednesday, a few flurries, otherwise mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high near 29. Wednesday night, clear, cold, 13. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 27. That's weather from Severe Studios.
Currently 23 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. The last time for 2023, which is so hard to believe that this year has flown by, and with it, so has the markets. We're going to kind of take a look, folks, at what has happened. Talk about these markets over the past year. Any surprises that may have happened? Also, what new things we need to watch going forward, as we know that there's a lot of things that are changing in this world, and that's going to have an influence on what we see in the markets. So it has become a tradition with me on this very last final bell of the year to talk with Jeff Peterson. Jeff, of course, is with Heartland Farm Partners. And Jeff, I think this is probably the third or fourth year that we have talked on that final day of the marketing year. So I like this tradition thing we got going on.
Yeah, I do. It's always fun as we get in this time of year, just a chance to look back and reflect upon what we've seen in the markets and learn from those things and prepare us as we go into that next year. So I do like this time also, Susan.
So having said that, what do you see, and what's good word, or how would you describe what we saw in both the corn and the soybeans this past marketing year?
Yeah, if you come in this last marketing year, a couple words come to mind. I couldn't really get it down to this one, but it definitely was a transition year. And what I mean by a transition year, Susan, if you sit back and look at it, it was a transition year in regard to price, because we have much lower prices. We're going to talk about how much lower in just a little bit than we would have a year ago. But it was also a transition year in regard to just overall readjustment of also our production levels. We had a couple, you know, South America had a big crop of soybeans, they had a big crop of corn. As a result, they were very competitive on the export side, took a little business away from us longer into the year than what we'd normally expect to see. Now, we know this last year, we can't forget, though, that Argentina got hit very hard with dry conditions. As a result, they had about a half a crop from what they had. So we'll have to keep that in mind as we go forward. But back here in the U.S., if we just kind of sum up this year, it's hard to believe planting progress, you know, got off to a really fast start this year because we had really, you know, dry conditions. But we did have on the planted acreage side about 6.3 million more acres of corn got planted than we would have a year ago. And that ended up producing about 1.5 billion bushels of corn. So a lot more corn around than was a year ago. Then we come over on the soybean side. However, soybeans had 3.9 million acres less soybeans planted. And as a result, the production was down about 140 million bushels. And as a result, those changes reverberated their way all through the markets all during the year, Susan.
So as we look at that, and I think any surprises that you might have seen, I mean, we've talked about things that have happened since harvest time, but as you look overall, anything that's kind of caught your attention?
Yeah, there really has been a few things, and it's really happened really since harvest, I'd say, overall, is that coming in, I really kind of thought we'd continue to see our yields come down lower, and I thought we'd have had a chance to see the corn market run a little bit more than it did and last longer than it did. And then over on the soybean side, I really thought we'd had a bigger run also on the soybean side, and really the reason I thought we'd have had a bigger run higher post-harvest on the soybean side is because of just how hot and dry the conditions had been in South America. So I want to just throw out a couple statistics here. And this is really kind of hard to believe, Susan. As we look at really that time frame from September through now, and the reason we're going back to September is that's when they had a chance to get this soybean crop started to plant it. As we compare what this time for them in Brazil has been like compared to past years, this is honestly, it's been the driest year they've had for planting conditions. As they look at it, they have to go clear back to about 1942. Now, their record set, you know, as you look at that, that's going back a long, long time, Susan. And I thought we'd seen the market take off higher because of that. But what we didn't see happen is we didn't see the speculative traders step in and buy this market a lot higher. If you remember, as we talk about the fund position, that's our best way to kind of track it. They never built a really big long position or bought a lot of soybeans on this run-up. And that's really kind of surprising. And as we look at that, part of what we'd say is we'd say, well, maybe that means that when this thing does roll over, which it will at some point roll over and start heading down some more, maybe that means we don't pull back as much. But that's a couple surprises, I'd say, we've seen since harvest, Susan.
Well, looking at this, I mean, here we are at year end. How do you think corn and soybean markets look at this point?
Yeah, so let's just kind of look at that situation overall. starting off with the fund positions first, they're currently just slightly long soybeans, and that's a position they've been kind of gradually getting out of them. They are still short on the corn side, and they're also short on the wheat side. And when they're short, they're still expecting the market to come down, and they're building in that position a little bit bigger. And then over on the soybean side, you know, they're getting out of that. And the market's just trying to figure out what's going to happen on the South American weather. And what it's trying to figure out is that the worst conditions behind us, or are we still going to have some worse conditions to come? Because what we know is that we know this market will go ahead and peak at the point in time, not when we know what the smallest yields are, not what we know what the smallest amounts of production are out of South America, but when they think the weather conditions have changed and we're going to start picking up some more precip.
Which any sort of precipitation at this point will be good news as we look towards what we're going to see in 2024.
Oh, most definitely. From the production side, anything that we can have here in the U.S., and it's surprising that our location office we have just outside of Minneapolis, this is hard to believe, Susan, and you can appreciate this coming out of Minnesota, had over 3 inches of rain this past week, and the ground is not frozen, and the sump pumps are still running. And that's just something that you just don't have happen in Minnesota. It's great as a recharge into the soil, but that usually doesn't happen this time of year.
Exactly. So now the nervousness begins about when does the big snowstorms hit? Probably during state basketball season.
You're probably right.
And that's just like what it is here in Nebraska as well. Well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to continue this look at the markets. We're going to do some price comparing as well to what we saw December of 22 to December of 23. Also some factors that we need to watch as we head into the new year. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues on this last trading day of 2023 as Jeff Peterson continues to join us with Heartland Farm Partners. So you and I were talking during the commercial break about some prices. And when you compare December of 22 to December of 23, unfortunately, not the prettiest picture that some would like to see a year later.
No, definitely not. And it comes back to kind of that transition we're seeing from the higher prices we had a year ago to the lower prices we're having now. And just to kind of take a look at it on the old crop corn side, Susan, last year on the same day it was $6.78 now currently we're at $4.71, so it's $2.07 higher than it that it is this year. And then on the new crops, so looking at the December of 2023 a year ago at this time, it was $6.12. And you're right now, you know, the December 2024 is $5.03, so that's $1.09 higher. And that those big differences continue over on the soybean side. On the old crop beans, a year ago, March soybeans were at $15.24. You know, we're setting at $12.98, so $2.26 a bushel higher last year. And then on a new crop, looking at that November of 2023 last year at $14.16¾ compared to $12.46. So that's $1.71 higher. So that's part of that price transition. Why is that happening? Well, we've got a more abundant supply, not only in the U.S., but across the world than we had a year ago at this time, Susan.
You know, Jeff, as we get ready to celebrate and welcome in the new year, we'll have 3 days of quiet market trade with nothing taking place. Come Tuesday, it's a whole new year, a whole new marketing. So what are some things that we need to kind of be factoring in as we move forward?
Well, the big thing, I think, we just got to remember where those speculative traders are at. You know, they're short corn, short wheat, and just slightly long in the beans. We mentioned that. And what they're going to be really watching going forward is that first thing is going to be watching on the production side. They're going to be looking at South American production. You know, what's the rain going to look like? And it does look like we've got some additional rain showers coming at us. Some weather forecasts are calling from 1 to 3 inches. Now, keep in mind, that's not out of the ordinary. This time of year, we'd normally expect to see them, you know, picking up at least 2 inches a week, 8 to 10 inches a month is not uncommon this time of year. And to kind of put it in perspective, though, Susan, as we go back since September until now in Mato Grosso, which would be the largest soybean producing, you know, state within Brazil, you know, they've only picked up about 8 inches of rain, maybe 8.5 inches, when they normally would have about 20 inches of rain. So they definitely need more moisture, but it does look like there is some more coming. Now, the thing we're going to have to watch a couple weeks out, because we're entering that very critical time on the soybean side where they're, you know, some of the beans are actually already being harvested. About 1% of the soybeans are harvested. And as we'd expect, those soybean yields are not very good because those got planted early and they've had extremely hot and dry conditions. Now, the beans that got planted a little bit later, the ones that got planted in October, which on those beans, they've still been hurt, but they could benefit just a little bit by rain. And then the ones that got planted into November, they definitely could be helped by some rains that come in. But we're going to have to watch and see whether or not we pick up some additional showers going on down the road. You know, this crop isn't out of the woods by no means yet, but all that talk is about soybeans. But we really have to then start also looking very closely about what's going on with that safrinha corn crop. And keep in mind, that safrinha corn crop, they've got some of that going in the ground already. As soon as those combines harvest those soybeans, they're planting that corn. And we're going to have to watch first on the amount of acres, because there is a lot of talk that there is going to be acreage reductions going on. And that talk actually happened, Susan, prior to a lot of the dry condition talk down there, and that was coming about because of the fact that the profitability on the corn side just wasn't there. And CONAB, which would be kind of like our USDA, was forecasting 3 to 4, 5 to 6%, you know, soybean or less corn acres being planted. So we're going to have to watch very closely on what those acres, and then most importantly, what does the weather look like on the yield side of that safrinha corn, Susan.
So then as you look at all of that, there's, Jeff, got to be some adjustments that are going to come our way. So when is the next opportunity that we might see that, not only for here in the States, but globally?
Yeah, the next one's going to be, it's a big one. It's a big data dump, and that happens on January 12th, and that would be where we'd get a chance to see updated yields for the U.S. That's in our WASDE report. We'd also get a quarterly stocks report, and the important number of that is going to be, how does the feed demand, you know, has feed been good? We've had some good weather conditions that we've been feeding strong. That'll help show up in that quarterly stock number because we'll get a chance to see what the stocks are overall. And then right in addition with that, we'll also get a chance to see whether USDA will make any adjustments on that South American crop. And I think they could. CONAB has been lowering their numbers on the soybean side first, so I think we could see some adjustments from that, Susan.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for being a part of this journey that we've been on with the Channel Final Bell. And real quick, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
And of course, to all of our listeners, thank you as well. We look forward to bringing you more episodes in the new year. That's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. Happy New Year, everyone, and thanks for making Farm Progress America a part of your morning on this, the first day of 2024. There's tremendous potential in the year that lies ahead, and Jacqueline Holland of Farm Futures Magazine recently released her expectations for the corn and soybean markets. I'll have the details after this. The Farm Futures Business Summit is back, and it's next week, January 9th through the 11th at the Hyatt Regency Coralville in Coralville, Iowa. Get details and get registered at farmfuturesummit.com. You'll want to make plans to be in Coralville, Iowa next week as the Farm Futures Business Summit returns with a fresh dynamic format to keep the focus on the strategic long-term aspects of your business. The event kicks off on Tuesday, January 9th with a motivational address from wrestling coach and Iowa legend Dan Gable, followed on Wednesday by a full day of breakout sessions on different topics like utilizing H2A labor, leading with a mission, and modernizing the farm office. On Thursday, attendees will hear about changing trends in agriculture before breaking off for discussions on farm and business transitions. Attorney Brooke Starks will close the event with a keynote on building a legacy that lasts longer than you do. We invite you all to join us next week, January 9th through the 11th at the Hyatt Regency Coralville for the 2024 Farm Futures Business Summit. Net farm income in 2023 is expected to have hit $151.1 billion. That's down from the record-setting $188.9 billion in 2022, but still profitable for many row crop producers, according to Jacqueline Holland, grains analyst with Farm Futures magazine. She recently published her expectations for the year ahead, and she sees some issues that growers need to be aware of. Right now, she says, South American production, Brazil in particular, is a primary influence in the corn and soybean markets. Despite the hot and dry start to their 2023-24 soybean season, Brazil is still on track to set a record in soy production, likely leading to another record-breaking export season, which gets underway in February for Brazilian exporters. However, the delays in getting the soy in the ground could create some export opportunities for U.S. growers, though she also expressed concern about China's need to import record-setting soy quantities, as their domestic hog industry is also facing large losses and consumer demand for pork during the Lunar New Year holiday was subpar. If their hog herd shrinks meaningfully, China could curtail soy purchases even further. For corn growers, Farm Futures' Jackie Holland says that China is expected to overtake Mexico as the world's second largest corn buyer, but the Chinese have also been increasing their own corn acreage. So how much they'll need to buy remains murky. Mexico, however, has been a bright spot on the export schedule so far this marketing season. 51% of all corn exports have been to Mexico so far. And in assessing 2024's corn outlook, Jackie says, watch our southern neighbors. More broadly, the Fed's recent announcement of potential interest rate cuts this year could offer continued support for farmland prices. And interest rate cuts, coupled with declining fertilizer prices and strong net farm income, will likely help farmers combat higher costs. I'll have more from Jackie Holland when we come back.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
In her assessment of the year ahead, grains analyst Jacqueline Holland says 2024 profit margins for corn are under scrutiny, especially if Brazil achieves another record-breaking safrinha crop. Soybeans, with their more flexible projections, could offer a safer bet to growers, and we could see evidence of that in the spring planting intentions report later this year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The Badgers come up just short. Happy New Year. I'm Doug Russell with sports. At the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, the Badgers had their chances before LSU imposed their will. The final score at Raymond James Stadium, 35-31. Wisconsin jumped out to a quick 14-0 lead, but other than that, it was close the whole way. Wisconsin also with a 2-touchdown second-half lead, but even with Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels sitting out, the Tigers showed they can score in a hurry. The back-breaking drive, 8 plays, 98 yards late in the fourth. Tanner Mordecai, 378 yards, 3 touchdowns and no interceptions in his final college game. Will Pauling caught 8 balls for 143 yards and 2 scores, but it wasn't enough. The Badgers end their season with a 7-6 record. The Packers will play for their playoff lives Sunday afternoon against the Chicago Bears. Green Bay blowing out Minnesota on New Year's Eve on the road last night. Sunday's game has been announced as a 3:25 kickoff on CBS. And the Bucks host the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum starting at 7. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Remaining cloudy for the rest of New Year's Day. We'll see a high near 30 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, we'll see a high near 34. For Wednesday, a few flurries, otherwise mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high near 29. Wednesday night, clear, cold, 13. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 27. That's weather from Severe Studios.
Currently 23 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. They threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
There's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas. I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there ain't where you ought to be. So catch a ride, catch a cab. Don't you know I miss you bad, but don't you walk to me. Across the blue skies, straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Buy the truck and fire it up, lean on the gas and off the clutch, leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush, so baby run. You ain't got a suitcase, get a box, an old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy, take a truck, take a Chevy, baby just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town, why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down. Go on and break it. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't. Find a truck and fire it up, lean on the gas and off the clutch, leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush, so baby run.
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Kick the dust up. Tear it up, up. You kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up. Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock. Knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go in.
let's back it on up. Fill your cup up. Let's tear it up. The 32 bridge, y'all'll be glad you did.
Kick it.
We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard in a pentaphone, running up a back row song. Rock it in with pile out, baby. Watch your step now, better have your boots on.
Kick the dust up.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Find on a back road, proofs in the whiskey, reds in the dirt, and hard work stops at the fence road. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care, 'cause we do things a little different round. Simple's how we live. Yeah. Thanks is what we give. Roots in the ground's why we stay.
Why we stay.
Brave as 18, wearing army green. Truth is in the words in red we read. Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Yeah, right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different.
The heart is.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you suffer from ugly yellow toe fungus, please listen closely. Toe fungus is not just an embarrassing cosmetic issue. It can be the sign of an underlying health problem. And if left untreated, can also be dangerous. Even a small spot can spread and get worse. But conventional treatments like foot soaks, prescription drugs, and laser treatments don't get to the root of the problem and are no match for drug-resistant fungi. But researchers have developed a new and different at-home treatment, and now thousands of people have finally ended their struggle with toe fungus. It's called Crystal Flush, and it's now available to try risk-free for 60 days. This is a limited-time offer that's not available in stores. Go to crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com. You no longer have to let embarrassing toe fungus ruin your life. But don't wait. Try it risk-free at crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day. When I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. The second row, she's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You're in the middle of the crowd when you're lying close to me. When I hear you softly say my name, when you're high and when you're
talking on the phone. A million people all around. When you're all alone, when you're near, or you're far, you're in my heart. No matter where you are, that's when I love you, when I need you, when I care about you. It's when I know without a doubt that I can't live without you. Every day I find another reason, every season.
Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, baby, you're a wildfire that light me up, that light of control. Yeah, you know, baby, you're a tall drink. Little top shift that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you I've been I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way. Slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slow. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, on your hips every time you I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you.
Got my mind on you. Got my mind on you.
bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out.